This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doing ready for another fight with this SOB of a virus? Oh, the conversation is starting to ratchet up about BA5. The variant is spreading. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm sure you've already heard it. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks, as always, for joining us. Whether you're here for the very first time and tripped onto the show, or you've been here a long, long time, thanks to people who are spreading the word as we are in year 16. Wow. Hard to believe. Hard to believe that we have really decided collectively that we're done with this, right? We are done with this. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had in my own life with people who are like, yeah, it was rough. The last 2 years, this happened. And now we're over the hump. But are we over the hump? This virus has gotten a hold of us and does not want to let go. And it's something that we knew, because we knew the variants were what were going to be tricky. So Omicron BA5 is now dominant in the United States. Once again, it has those qualities we hate. It's elusive. And when it attacks the immune system, it's starting to push cases across the country. You know, how many people have it? Well, people are testing at home. People are not going to events and saying, oh, I tested positive, and their symptoms are mild, but it's the coronavirus. But is it BA5? So the exact numbers aren't really known, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the past week is saying, well, a little more than 100,000 new cases a day on average, but the estimates, again, could be wildly wrong. It could be way, way more than that. I just hate the words, the worst version of the virus that we've seen, the worst version, because we have limited protection once again. So just to give you an idea of this spike that we're seeing, about 38,000 people were hospitalized with COVID as of Friday, and here we are in the beginning of another week. That's according to some of the data that was all pulled together with the numbers that were out there by the Washington Post, and the number is rising and has been rising since March, but it's still far, far, far below the hospitalizations that we saw in mid-January, and the death toll is significantly lower. Okay, that part is good. I mean, mandates and restrictions and all that are gone. Air travel is back to practically pre-pandemic levels, even though it's chaotic and there's problems. And nobody's talking about the virus. It's a non-starter, non-issue. No one wants to deal with it. It's not anything being talked about on the campaign trail, except for in terms of what happened in the past. People are done. We're done. We're done with the masking, the social distancing, and the pandemic pretty much overall. It's Russian roulette, I guess, in a sense, when it comes to the virus. There's no public health measures. It's interesting. I was in the in my favorite place to go, the grocery store, and you could see the stickers, the old stickers. They're just a little bit worn about social distancing, 6 feet apart. Well, of course, that's not happening for the most part. There's some people that are wearing masks. And no, I don't see people harassing people who are wearing masks. I wonder if that's going to kick up more. But you just have to be diligent at what's happening in your community and look around and see what's going on. But you still have about a third of our population living in counties that have been rated as high transmission levels by the CDC. The, like I said, death rate is still down, but I think it's pretty fair to say that we are done with it, sick of it, tired of it, done with it, and we're still actually feeling the economic effects, we all know that, of the pandemic, because our world is forever changed. There is no going back to whatever normal was before. And we're seeing that everything from fast food to various white-collar jobs, blue-collar jobs, you can't find enough people to work. There are just help wanted signs all over the place. There are banks that close in the middle of the day for an hour here and there because they don't have enough people to service people. You know, the old idea of, because it is now an old idea of going to brick and mortar and talking to someone face to face. You're lucky if you're seeing that where you live. So be aware that this is something that is lurking in the background, and it's, boy, is it something that we don't want? Is it something that nobody wants to talk about? All right, speaking of not wanting to talk about it, I guarantee the Democrats are not happy about this. President Biden is facing an alarming level, that's a great way to put it. Shane Goldmacher put it that way in the New York Times. He said alarming level of doubt from his party. Forget about Republicans or the rest of the world. You got to have your party. 64% of Democratic voters saying they would prefer a new candidate for the 2024 presidential campaign. And this was according to a poll done by the New York Times and Siena College. So people are souring on his leadership among Democrats. Like I said, just looking at Democrats, he's got a 33% job approval rating. And, of course, economy, inflation, people aren't happy. You're not happy when you can't afford to live and you can't afford to fill her up, even if gas is down 19, 20 cents, depending on where you live. And this is, you know, across all kinds of levels and ethnic backgrounds, ranges of age, all of that kind of stuff. And only 13% of American voters said the nation was on the right track. You know, that's the lowest point in Times polling since the financial crisis a decade ago. So it's bleak. While you have Biden not really talking about it, but saying that he intends to run for re-election. At 79, he is the oldest president in American history. So, of course, concerns about his age are at the top of the list for Democratic voters who are saying we need an alternative. Also, the backlash because of the economy. What about younger voters? It's interesting. We are coming to that point where the midterm elections are looming. And you get there, we turn the calendar on another year, and trust me, I'll be behind this mic saying, I can't believe it, what happened to 2022? And we'll be in 2023, and 2024 is the election. So this is uncomfortable for Democrats, while the Republicans are watching, biding their time, and waiting to see what happens. There still is Trump saying, hinting about running in 2024, but not completely. He's not completely all in. You have DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has a massive war chest, who I think really wants to be all in. So it's an interesting political landscape, to say the least. All right, what happens when one of your favorite anchors keeps hitting the airwaves and slurring words and stumbling about? Is it fair that they get suspended? What's behind the scenes that's going on? And what would you do if you were the program director? We're going to let you hear.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Selfies and video, and look what's happening right now in real time, right? IRL, in real life. I heard that term the other day. So what happens when you're an anchor and you're maybe going through some things that people don't realize, viewers, and you get on the air and it doesn't sound so good? This is the ultimate fair or foul. Listen to this female anchor, Heather Kovar. She's in upstate New York in Albany on Channel 6. Listen to a broadcast from over the weekend.
More than 50 million people across the country southeast are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy, don't you know that? 105 degrees in Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. It's a major heat wave. And it is, it's just hitting everywhere. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region. I mean, let me tell you about that. These areas are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like, you don't need us telling you that it's bad. It's like people are being told to, like, stay inside, drink a lot of water. And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. I'm sorry, Craig Adams. Why did I say that? Of course, clearly, like, here we're taking a live look over downtown Albany. And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift, and so he's in, and we've been tracking this, and you know, we've been talking about just like what it's been like across the country and the different reasons that why it's so hot in other areas, and we're having really nice weather here. So let's get over to Craig Gold. Hey,
yep.
Craig.
All right, good evening, Heather, and yeah, the weather has been quite nice here across the Northeast.
Yeah, mic drop moment. First of all, the meteorologist that she tossed to Craig Gold is Craig Adams. So she referred to, she got them confused. There's a Craig Gold and a Craig Adams, another weatherman at the station. So, you know, saying Adams and then going back to Gold, because it is Gold, but she didn't say that initially. And she obviously was, you know, kind of freelancing about what was happening in Texas with the weather. So what the station decided is, and of course all news breaks on Twitter, so the station decided that she would be suspended, and she was replaced by somebody else on the air, and then somebody else the next day on the air. But the background of this Albany TV anchor is that she was caring for her father in Texas before he died. He died in May, and she even had put out on Facebook and Twitter that the station, which is WRGB, graciously allowed her to take time off to be with relatives before her father passed away. But the station isn't saying anything. They're saying she's suspended and we're conducting an investigation. That's all they're saying, the station's general manager. You know, it's interesting. How much slack does somebody get cut when they're on the air? And especially in this capacity, right? Like, I'm a talk show host, and there's different things that come along with that because we're opinion-based. In the case of an anchor, and some of that has changed dramatically, she changed topics. She wasn't providing any background to viewers. She was abrupt. She was definitely disheveled. There's no question about it. And I realized that I had met her several times, and she was very, you know, we had just regular chit-chat. She's very nice because we both covered the Nolan Ryan induction ceremony into the Hall of Fame in 1999. So her background is she began her career at a station in Dallas after graduating from Southern Methodist University, which is there in Dallas. And then she went to upstate New York and worked as an anchor, reporter, et cetera, and covered a bunch of national stories, which included the one that I just mentioned. And she's worked in other places, worked in London, was a freelance news correspondent, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that's not here or there whether she won an Emmy and what the background is necessarily. But apparently lots of viewers like her. And now she's in this situation where she said she was sleep deprived. She was working a double shift. You heard her mention that there. And she was exhausted. She was definitely incoherent at times during the Saturday broadcast. And like I said, changed topics with no background to the viewers. And it was odd because anchoring is one thing. You're in front of the camera. You go from one, you throw to the meteorologist, you toss to other people, you go through these stories, what they call packages. I used to anchor, and you're throwing to video, etc. But should she get a break from the station or not? Then there was, besides being exhausted, the background of her father's death and dealing with that, there were conversations about drinking, that she'd come in and had a few drinks. So I think this story especially has just, it kind of exploded on, of course, Twitter, and then got picked up by so many news organizations. But what's interesting, which is also now part of this whole story, is that she told the station, I mean, okay, she's sleep deprived, all these things, but she told the station before she was on the air, a couple days before, that she wasn't renewing her contract, which expires on July 31st. So she only has a couple weeks left anyway, and you just wonder if, is this a non-negotiable? Does this carry, because again, the world we live in, does this get tugged along with her, whatever else happens next? And is it fair or foul? I mean, should they have cut her a little slack, or, you know, no. You know, you agree to do a double shift, and you come in and you got to kind of park that personal stuff behind, sleep deprived, exhausted, or, you know, whatever, especially, like I said, sitting there in front of that camera where you're going through, you go from one story to the next, boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, and you toss to the weather guy, hopefully you know his name. Very strange. It is definitely, if nothing else, a mic drop moment, and people, at least temporarily, will know the name Heather Kovar because of how much this became sort of the blip, the meme, the whole thing. And it became something that took off because it goes viral and people were looking at it from, you know, coast to coast and having plenty to say as to what happened. And that's why the station said, oh, we're investigating and, you know, we'll deal with that. But she's only got a couple of weeks left of doing that anyway. Interesting, right? Crazy things happen again in the world of immediacy and the world that we live in. You are always under a microscope. Always, always, always. All right, speaking of microscope, the Musk Twitter deal, because plenty of you have said things about that, about Twitter, social media, the platform. He was going to move the needle and change it and make it just and make it about American freedom of speech. But now he's not even going to run the thing. He may have to pay $1 billion. It's going to end up in court. He's terminating. He's moving to terminate his $44 billion acquisition agreement. Easy come, easy go. Can you imagine the champagne that was popped when he initially had agreed to do that? Oh, yeah, $44 billion. We're selling Twitter for $44 billion. Think of how this was started as a sleepy little platform that turned into a mega hit and also a discussion point as to what freedom of speech was, people who got booted, including a former president, Donald Trump, and so many others, and where are we headed with some of these platforms. And so that was part of the deal with Musk, that he was going to be the one to right the ship and make it so that anybody could say what they wanted to pretty much within a few boundaries on Twitter. But now he's not going to even be behind it. So there's going to be a legal battle here. The Twitter lawyers are saying that he has to follow through with the takeover. But if he didn't write the check, he didn't write the check. He agreed. I think he's going to have to pay a fine, like $1 billion. Can you imagine if you had that kind of money, you could just play around with it? All right, hang on tight. More coming your way next.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Biden administration has informed hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services directed everyone's attention to requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. The agency's guidance says in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on the procedure is in effect. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a state judge struck down most of the state's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling known as Doe v. Gomez held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision on the federal level, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. This is USA Radio News. The family of a black man shot and killed by police in Akron, Ohio, is encouraging protests, but they want them to be peaceful. Bobby DiCello is the attorney representing the family of Jaylen Walker.
As a family, we stand for nonviolence, but we encourage protest. We encourage the First Amendment exercise of the pain and the suffering that's been visited upon this family and this community.
Multiple protests in the city have taken place in the week since 25-year-old Walker was wounded more than 60 times by officers who attempted to stop Walker for alleged traffic and equipment violations. Some downtown businesses were damaged, prompting a curfew by city officials. Funeral services are set for Wednesday. Two are dead and three were wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they are looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. The Nasdaq was the only bright spot for Wall Street on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Electricity.
Time for a little odds and ends. Wow. After living in Texas and going through the deaths when the power grid gave out, when we had the winter storm, of course, now I've moved on to the Tampa St. Pete area. My friends are constantly sending me memes of just how hot it is in Texas. But what's really, really scary about Texas is the grid is at the brink. So, of course, when you're at that point, what is Epcot, the power company, saying? They're saying, you know, please conserve what you're doing, you know, pump up the thermostat because we're worried about the grid again. And to me, it's no surprise. You know, when we keep seeing these extreme high temperatures over 110, like I saw when I was there, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, they're really saying with this record high demand, once again in a different way, we are seeing that we're in a scary situation with these extreme and dangerously hot conditions. So the statewide scorcher is enough to induce record high demand and tax the really beleaguered, let's face it, that's the word I'm going to use to be polite, power grid. I mean, it's hilarious that it's Electric Reliability Council because it's not reliable. And this was inevitable that this was going to happen again. This time it's because of the heat. So they're asking businesses to voluntarily conserve electricity between 2 and 8 p.m. That's what they said for Monday. And they're having wearing a big watch, but I think it's pretty scary. And it doesn't look like there's any break happening anytime soon. I mean, Sunday, it was 113, 111. College Station was 111 degrees, right? Dallas, where I used to live, didn't set a record, but it was 107 degrees. Now, what do you think that feels like? But the key thing here is, yes, there's the heat, but it's the grid. Imagine people walking into their homes and they got no air. Now you're talking about extreme heat, terrible conditions. That is not good, my friends. Really put out those good vibes for the people in Texas because they are going through it, that's for sure. All right, we move from that story to COVID. I talked about this a little bit in our last show, that we have a new variant, and the mandate is that there's going to be, I shouldn't say mandate, there's a push for the new vaccine booster to handle this new variant, but our minds are out of the pandemic. I mean, let's be honest. Have we left that behind? I think most of us have decided, oh no, it's over. But the virus, this SOB of a virus, is not letting us go. This time the variant, I said it the other day, is BA.5, BA.5. And so now the risk is growing just when we think we can take a breath, so to speak, right? So what does the CDC say? What does the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say? In the past week, they've reported a little more than 100,000 new cases a day on average, but they think that that's underestimated because it may be a million or so. We don't know. There's people that are not going anywhere reporting it, etc. So how do you get those numbers? They're not solid numbers. And then antibodies from vaccines and previous coronavirus infections would offer limited protection, but now what they're saying, they being the health experts, they're calling it the worst version. Let me say this again to all of you. They're calling it the worst version of the virus that they've seen. This is exactly what Eric Topol, who's a professor at Scripps Research, he's been tracking the pandemic trends. He's saying this is the worst that we've seen. And that scares me. I don't know about you. So, yes, there were 38,000 people that were hospitalized nationally with COVID as of Friday. And the figure keeps moving up. Oh, please. Please, sweet Jesus. We are done with it in our minds. We are. I mean, let's be honest. It's like the hub said to me, we were at breakfast the other day and we talked about it briefly. And we said, what do you think? And he said, what are you going to do? What are we doing? We're looking at what are we going to do? Nearly one third of us in the United States live in counties rated as having high transmission levels by the CDC. And especially in the South and in the West, right? In the South and in the West. So, I mean, here we go again. Just be alert. Pay attention. And once again, states are going to chart their own course. Counties are going to chart their own course. We're in the summertime. Kids aren't in school unless they're in summer school. But pretty soon, we're going to hit August. So when we keep seeing the change of the COVID cases and hospitalizations and all of that, wow. I mean, Shanghai, they know this is crippling, but they're going for a second lockdown because China is battling horrible BA.5 outbreaks. Terrible, terrible, terrible ones. Also in odds and ends, I got to take a breath. Moving to Yosemite. One of the most magnificent things, and I love this country, I do, and I feel so privileged to get to do what I do and to have lived in so many places all over the country. Yosemite's wildfire has doubled in size. I talked to someone today about it. It's threatening over 500-plus giant sequoias. And you say, oh, well, they're just trees. No, they're not just trees. They are such a chunk of magnificent beauty, God-given magnificent beauty that blows your mind when you see it. I can't even describe it to you when you see the sequoias. In fact, I talked about taking my nephew to go see them. I mean, these mature giant sequoias, the largest of their kind. They've got sprinklers around the base because they're trying to do whatever they can because they want to try to save them. They want to be able to increase humidity around the trees, among other things. I mean, it's just tragic to think of this. They're airdropping, fire retardant, etc. And it's not contained. I mean, as of even Sunday, the fire was 0% contained. About 1,600 people, mostly tourists, were evacuated from a nearby community and the local campground. I was looking at some video that somebody sent me, and I'm sure you could find it somewhere too, but the wildfire, you just see these billows of smoke just billowing, billowing, billowing. I mean, and this is one of, I think, one of the things that is just a natural wonder, that if you can ever go and see the sequoia trees, take a trip to go and see the sequoia trees. But I'm worried how many are going to be scorched, how many are going to be destroyed by these fires, because it is eye-popping. The only thing I can compare it to in a much, much different way is some of the incredible things that I've seen in Arizona, where I'll just even take the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon, when you stand and you look out, and then I hiked up and down it. When you hike up and down it, you really feel small. You really realize just how big the world is and how magnificent the beauty is. And in the United States, that's just one little corner, one little edge. And it's the same with the sequoias. I feel the very, very, very same way about the sequoias. On a personal note, for odds and ends, I hate to tell you about this end, because this person, to me, was a sound savant. I worked with Ted Nichols Payne. He was a longtime Texas Rangers radio network engineer, and he did the Cowboy games too. And no matter where I was broadcasting, one time I broadcast from the top of a billboard in Dallas, and he was there. He made me feel comfortable. He, any place that we were broadcasting, he made me sound good. We would be in press boxes in Port Charlotte doing shows after Ranger games. Just incredible, and such a good soul, such a good person. I was so sad to learn, and it made national news, I think, because so many people knew him and knew what an incredible guy he was. So Ted was on his way to cover the game, to engineer the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Rangers, and he was in the parking lot of Globe Life Field where the Rangers play, and he collapsed. They tried to do what they could for him. They took him to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead. He died at the age of 56. He had three girls that he absolutely loved, and those little girls would often come into the booth when I was doing my shows, like young Annika, and it's just heartbreaking for me to get that news the other day, and it was worth mentioning it. When you work with special people who are behind the scenes, and he didn't want the spotlight, but boy, he sure made sure the spotlight was on you, and it was bright, and it worked no matter what. I think if he had a tin can and a wire, he would make it work, because trust me, we were on some pretty hairy remotes, and I'm just one of many, many, many people that worked with Ted Nichols Payne. He had such an incredible impact. He was the primary engineer and technical director on the Rangers radio broadcast from 1995 to 2010. He and I were there for some of the big moments for the Rangers. And, you know, first on KRLD, which is where I was the sports director and did two big radio shows there. And so anyway, Ted, no one was as dedicated and paid as much attention to detail as you. You were absolutely incredible. You made your mark and left your impact on the world, and the legacy is there. So rip my friend, Ted Nichols Payne. Coming up, Vera Worthy will make you feel so good. She pumps you full of joy, and that's what her book really ultimately is about, Ambition on Fleek. She talks about being successful isn't about the do re mi, isn't about having the giant crib, it's not having the fancy car, that there are things that happened to her along the way, tough things. How did she overcome it? What did she learn? And what can you learn from this woman's story. You're going to love Vera. She's next. We're going to introduce her to you. Stay with us.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
She's in her virtual green room right now, Vera Worthy. Her book, Vera, Ambition on Fleek. Vera, this book, it's so interesting, your road to writing it. You and I had a great off-air conversation. Tell the listeners why you wrote the book.
Oh, my God. This all started in 2016. At my worst, I'm telling you, that's when it all began. I was always passionate for writing. Of course, as a kid, but, you know, it just never really worked out. But 2016, that was the day I lost everything, and it became horrifying for me. And so the only thing I had power and control of was a pen. By the way, my pen is nicknamed Treasure, by the way. So that pen and that notepad became my best friend in 2016 when I became homeless, and I lost everything. And for some reason, Ambition on Fleek came to my mind as the title of that book. And with that said, I actually came up with this title while I was sitting out there thinking, how and what am I writing and why am I writing? Well, Ambition on Fleek came from that, her troubles. You know, the world where she was by herself, she was alone. And I want the world to know that this book is not only geared for someone that's sad and unhappy. I want you to be happy. I built this book. I wrote it. Blood, sweat, and tears is in this book. I'm telling you, it is for women, girls, all over the world to get that experience from someone that's been there, done that, seen it all, and I'm still standing, smiling, happy, and excited about all the great things that's in my life today. So Ambition on Fleek came from that. Blood, sweat, and tears. And I'm super excited to share that with the world and everyone who's actually interested in learning about Vera Ambition on Fleek. She's not stopping. She's at a road now. She's going to continue to move forward with greatness because that's who she is.
I like that, move forward with greatness, and the nickname of the pen, Treasure. But you have to rewind, because, I mean, wow, what did it take to overcome being homeless? What was it like being homeless? Most people
let me tell
hear
you,
that.
Oh, my God. I have to say it. In the beginning, it was terrifying. I won't deny that. It was darkness. It was pure darkness. It was a cloud over my head that I couldn't get rid of. And it was black. It was dark. It was a shield that I was trying to figure out how to get out of it, how to get through it. But you know what? My faith in God and how I've come so far is what got me through that cloud. And people ask me, what in the world? How are you still happy? How are you still smiling? Well, honey, that's the only thing that got me out of that cloud. The smile, the faith, the belief in myself. And I told myself, even in the midst of that, there's no way this is permanent. It's not permanent, guys. This is not permanent. I'm telling myself, no. Yes, it happened. I went through it. I'm going through this. But this is only temporary. And with that said, with that mentality, that mindset, you have to change the way you think to move from one direction in your life to another. It just don't happen by just making some moves. It has to be in your mindset first. If it's not, then there's no way around it. You're not going anywhere. You have to put it in your mind, believe it, and work on it. And that, my dear, is how it all began. And today, Vera Ambition on Fleek is not going anywhere. I am here to stay. My goal is to protect, serve, and do anything in my power to not only help myself, but to people in the world, especially women and girls. Let them know that they have power within themselves. You don't even know how much power you have until you lose everything. You don't even know who you are until you're at a crossroad where everything is dark. That's when you have to know faith has to be real. Not when you have everything in the world, but when you lost and lose everything. That's when that moment determines your faith. And trust me, dear worthy is so ready. I'm ready. There were moments I smiled and I was pretending, but now I smile because I'm supposed to be smiling. I came from a dark road. I'm not going anywhere. Vera is ready.
You know, and in the beginning, you talk about, I was very, very poor growing up. I saw a lot around me. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, not easy. My parents were married. They seemed happy, although they never spoke in front of us kids about the struggles.
Never.
Do you think if people talked about the struggles, that would help, that would bring some of that power back?
Yes, and that's the thing. People are still so slave-minded, and it's a mental thing. You know, people say, oh, well, I was raised this way. This is the way I'll be for the rest of my life. Well, guess what? Vera didn't believe it. I didn't believe it then. That's why I got into so much trouble, because I was totally misunderstood. At 9 years old, I knew I was different. I knew that my life was supposed to be different. You know, there's no way we should have been struggling. My father was a retired veteran, for heaven's sake. He fought in two wars. You know, he worked hard, and there's no way he should have been having to work so hard. My mother had to struggle, and I watched my mother cry. She didn't think I'd seen her cry. She didn't know, but I would cry with her, and she didn't even know. I said, never, never will I grow up and be married to someone that allows me to struggle. Struggle is not in my DNA. It's in no one's DNA. There's no reason to struggle. Put it in your mind. Tell yourself, this is not who I am. I'm not going to be this way for the rest of my life. And I believed it. And I lived it for a long time. I did. And it wasn't easy. And then I became a single mom after that. I grew up, graduated high school. Didn't go to college, but I graduated high school. I got married. I mean, my life was on a roller coaster. I wanted to believe that I was going to get married. I was going to be married to the same man for 60 plus years like my parents. I wanted to believe that my life was going to be better. And I believe that, but somehow my struggles just got worse. It didn't get better. But you know what? The minute I changed the way I was thinking and how I felt about my life, that's when my life changed. So I tell people every day, change your mindset. Quit saying, oh, I was raised this way. I was poor, so I'll be poor for the rest of my life. Yeah, you will, and you are. But if you tell yourself, I'm not going to be poor for the rest of my life, I'm going to work my you-know-what off just to get to the level I'm supposed to be. My destiny wasn't designed for me to be poor. I'm not meant to be poor. I'm supposed to have anything and everything I want. You know why? Because my mindset is there. I see myself traveling. I see myself speaking in front of hundreds of thousands of people. I see myself doing those things. And that vision came in 2016 when I was at my lowest. And people say, how could you think about all these great things when you were at the bottom? Honey, the bottom is where you got to start. You have to start from the bottom to get anywhere. Nobody starts out on top, period. So with that said, my mindset changed. And when I changed the way I thought and think about things, sweetheart, the sky is the limit. Mm. There was no way I was going to stay at the bottom. I didn't, and I'm not anymore. So I tell people, you can do it. Stop making excuses. Stop telling the world that you can't. Take it out of your vocabulary. The word I can't, it's not even used in my home. Nobody can use it. I don't care who you are. I can't. Did you just say the word I can? No, we don't say that in my world. So with that said, as long as you change your mindset, I promise you, Kate, I promise you, your life can change overnight. And it took everything out of me to learn it on my own. Nobody taught me that. School didn't teach me that. I had to go through it and tell myself, no, enough is enough.
And it worked.
And it works. It's still working.
It's still working. So Vera, Ambition on Fleek, you can get it Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold on e-format. I mean, it's there. Please, I want them to check it out, read it. You may need a glass of wine in the process of it, but it's well worth it. You know, it is going to be worth it. You know.
So in closing, how are you doing now? Because you've told us what you want people to take away from this, I think, that you can do it.
You can do it. Where I'm at now, I just got approved for 3 new books. I'm a children's book writer. I love writing children's books because I illustrate and write my own books. I love the idea of being creative. I'm so different. People look at me like, how do you know that? So in closing, what I want the world to see, especially children, please take your children out. Go check out that book, Chocolate, Prince the Special Needs Cat. Please, we're living in times now where people are at home a lot. Reading is like the key to anything you want to do. Like, it's power. And I need you to know that. And Dear Worthy is there. I've already created it. I found it. I got it. It's there. And it's not going anywhere.
I love it. The positivity just oozes out of you. And that's so great for people listening to this because you're doing what I like to do. You're lifting people up. Vera, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. I simply just love Vera. I love her story. And why? Because you can just, as I said, she oozes what she's talking about because she really did grow up rough. And she's talked about that mindset and destiny. And it's such a passion of mine that you plant that seed and she's right. Throw out the cans and you can hear it in her voice. And you read her book and you hear what she overcame and how she did that and how, yes, difficult it is because of things that she thought, things that she was stamped with, but she knew she was different. And if more people could just flick that switch like she talks about, oh, what a difference, my friends, it would make. So once again, the book is Vera, Ambition on Fleek. And that was Vera Worthy. We thank her for joining us and thank all of you for listening to this show and this interview. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.